I've never seen a morning the sun forgot to rise, in every single detail you're faithful every time. I've never lived a moment that you weren't by my side, 'cause you've never made a promise, turned around and changed your mind. You've never left me in the cold, never hurt me or let me go. You never have before, and you won't start now. I'll never be abandoned in the dead of night. I'll never have to worry if I'll be alright. I'll never have to wonder if I'm on your mind. I'll never see a breakthrough come that isn't right on time. I know I won't be on my own, whatever comes. You've never let me walk alone, not even once, and you won't start now.
Again, we're here with John Allen. I'm behind the tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. I don't know about him at johnallenmusic.com. Shifting gears just a little bit here. John Allen, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
I don't. I remember it was probably A Rush of Blood to the Head.
Great record.
That's like my guess.
Yeah. It's a great record. All right, with that in mind, and you mentioned Coldplay, you mentioned Radiohead. Who are your influences musically growing up?
Coldplay, Radiohead, Bon Iver, a lot of 80s music. My parents always had like Styx playing, Whitney Houston, Duran Duran. Novo Amor. Yeah, man.
So on and on. So we go, listen, you just jump from Coldplay, Whitney Houston, right? With that in mind, completely unfair question to you. If you could open up for anybody dead or alive, and don't overthink it, you just get to be present in the day. Anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Brother, I'm so sorry. You broke up. Could you ask that question again?
For sure. Completely unfair question. If you could open up for anybody dead or alive, and just think you get to experience the day, who would it be?
The National.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're like my favorite band right now. I've been on a National kick the last 2 years, but yeah, I would say The National.
We'll send some emails. We'll fire some emails off, see what we can do.
take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. With every breath that's in me, with every song,
here with John Allen on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College studios. Learn all about him at johnallenmusic.com. John Allen, do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Man, yeah, I remember just kind of writing stuff in high school, nothing like specific, but I think the first like true worship song I wrote was probably somewhere between freshman year and senior year.
So you're writing then, you're getting it out, you're doing the thing. How's your songwriting process changed? What's it like today that maybe it used to be like?
I write a lot more today. And I mean, when you're young, you don't really know what you're doing. You just love it. It's kind of like playing baseball with your dad, but then you start to like play baseball with a team and it changes, but like the love's still there. And I love that analogy because, you know, let's just compare it to your heavenly father. You know, you and your dad at an open field, you know, throwing the ball, trying to hit the ball. It's very special, and it's memories that shape you and it ignites you. And I look at songwriting or all creativity like that. Like it kind of starts with the Heavenly Father, just one-on-one. He starts stirring in your craft, and then he'll lead you to a team. And through that team, you start to get better and you start to see your weaknesses. So I think that's the biggest difference now. It's just being around such great people where like the flame ignited with my Heavenly Father when I was young in creativity, but then through open doors by his hand, I get to be around people that are much better than me, that know more, that have been in the game longer. And so that just makes the craft stronger and it allows you to see your weaknesses and grow in them.
That's an incredible analogy. Throwing with your dad, playing baseball with your dad, playing with a team, and even just bringing out the strengths and the weaknesses even in that. I love that analogy.
Thank you, God.
Woke up feeling anxious, happens on occasion. The feelings I don't deal with overflowing from the basement. I think I've hit a limit. God, it's been a minute. Couple heartbreaks, couple hard days since I paid you a visit. So here I am, back again. Asking how I'm ever gonna make it out. You told me once, you told me twice. You say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong. Your hallelujah song. Oh, you're gonna make it through. With the love I have for you. Can't hear when the phone calls, not there when the tree falls. Same way that blind faith is the end all and the be all. Missing all the moments. Time flies and like that I'm right back to broken. But you told me once, you told me twice. You say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can move. In the dark I'll be the light. In the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong.
Again, here with John Allen. I'm behind the tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at johnallenmusic.com. John Allen, you've been playing music for a long time, and there's nothing like live music. It's incredible things happen, but goofy stuff happens along the way too.
Oh yeah.
Do you have a most embarrassing on-stage moment that sticks out in your brain?
Yeah. There was a show we were doing maybe 5 years ago, and some of the band was in the key of F, but the song was in the key of D.
Oh, not even close to each other.
Tracks were in D, but some of the band was in F. And I had a lot of the band in the key of F in my ears. And so I came in F, and we were supposed to be in D, and it was insane. It was insane, bro. It was insane. Yeah, I was like, holy smokes.
Those of you that are listening, D and F are very far apart from each other as far as the notes that are involved. That is a problem when the key that you're in has F sharp in it and you're trying to do it with F natural. That's not
Yeah,
good.
and it was electric.
It's memorable. It's
Yeah.
memorable, that's for sure.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey our God. For my shame, Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing our God. Come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain. No more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome, awesome God you are. No one like you, none beside you. God, we worship you.
And we're wrapping up here with John Allen on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at johnallenmusic.com. John Allen, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
All right, now listen, I'm going to throw you two curveballs based on things we talked about in this interview already. Movies. Give me your top three movies.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Interstellar, Kill Bill Volume 1.
All right. Second, top three musicals.
Wicked, Les Mis, West Side Story.
Dig it. So if you look behind me, we've already explored this to some degree. Let's see, that's Les Mis right there. Newsies. You ever seen Newsies, the musical?
Yes, but I haven't seen it like on Broadway, but I've seen like a version of it.
Dude, one of my favorites. And then there's Hamilton back in there somewhere. And I think that's Finding Neverland was a favorite of mine. Lion King's back there. Yeah, I love musicals too. So, all right, you were ready for that question. You've had this conversation.
Can I add a couple more movies?
Do it. Let's do it.
The Godfather Part 1, The Godfather Part 2, No Country for Old Men, Tenet. All right, that's cool.
All right. Next time we do this interview, movie night, somewhere in California, fortune cookies involved. Lima beans.
Oh, also Inception, The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight's my number one. It's one of my
Oh,
favorite movies ever.
it's
Love
the
it.
best, bro. There's too many to dwell on. I can't even do
I
it.
love it. I watched Inception recently with my son. Like, I introduced it to
Oh.
him. Introduced him. It's incredible. And I tell you a movie I introduced to my son, my 13-year-old son. I tell you a movie I introduced to him. He's a movie guy. He wants to be a director and stuff, right? So
Wow.
he's getting of age where he can kind of begin to expand his horizons on movies. This is not rapid fire at all. Who cares? But a movie I introduced to him for the first time a couple of about a month or so ago was Sixth Sense. Sixth
Oh
Sense.
my gosh.
The first time he watched it, it's the most mind-blowing thing ever.
Dude. Oh, that movie's
It's
crazy.
incredible. It's like
Hey, a slept on movie of in his catalog is The Village. Have you seen The Village?
what we introduced him that 2 weeks ago. Incredible.
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 People have their problems with it, but we all have our issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
Everybody,
such a cool movie.
dude, everybody calm down. Go watch it. Because at the end, I'd seen it before, maybe once or so before. We watched it with him. And at the end, which we won't give it away in case somebody watched it, go watch it. When you realize what's going on, it's like, what in the world's happening?
Dude.
Incredible. M. Night Shyamalan watch party somewhere in Southern California soon.
So good. So good, bro.
All right, the real rapid fire. What's your favorite junk food?
I like I'm vegan, but I answer this in a vegan way, but I
Yeah.
love a big piece of chocolate cake that's been microwaved for 25 seconds with a ton of vanilla ice cream.
All right, with that in mind, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
Mine too. What color is your toothbrush?
I just changed it last night. It's green.
We got a new green one on the way. And look, this question is going to hit more fun with you than most people do. In the movie about your life, the John Allen story, what actor would play you?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
All right, let's get weird. What actress would play you if you had to do that?
Laura Linney.
I love that you're. I knew you're gonna be ready for these answers. All right, moving on. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
I'm sorry, man.
No, you're good.
Probably I like Iron Man. I like Iron Man 1. That's a good movie, so Iron Man.
Let me ask you this. Are you a Marvel person?
Yes, I'm not a
Okay.
Marvel hater. I would probably lean more DC,
Okay.
like with my heart, with just Batman being number one.
Okay.
But I love Marvel. I've seen all of them. Besides, like maybe this phase four, I've missed some.
Just for you, I've never done this for anybody else on this show. You get to be Batman. You don't have to go Marvel. You get to be Batman. That's my gift to you.
Dude, thank you. Thank you so much. And I don't think Iron Man's my real answer, but the reason is my dad took me to see that first movie, and like RDJ was just coming back. Like he did Zodiac, and then he was just kind of like coming back to the mainstream lane. So like no one knew it was going to become this beast, and that he was gonna be it. And it's such a good solo movie
Yeah.
with Jeff Bridges
Yep.
and Gwyneth Paltrow. It's
Yep.
like such a good movie.
I love it. What's your favorite board game?
Clue?
Do you have a favorite character?
No.
Yeah, it's fair. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, Batman the Animated Series. It's like the 90s one. It's like dark.
Nice. You have a time machine for one day. Where do you go and when?
Probably go back to when my daughter was born.
Nice. How old is she now?
4 months.
Oh. Now that you know you're surviving it, you're like, let's go back and enjoy this a little more.
Yeah, it was just a pretty crazy moment, so I'd
It
see it
is
again.
that, yeah. And last but not least, something you hate that everybody else loves.
Guacamole,
Yeah?
avocados in general.
That's tough to say in California.
Yeah, my wife loves avocado toast, so like I will make it for her, but like it's like repulsive to me.
Repulsive. I'm here
That's
for it.
my.
I don't like it, but.
This is like a me thing.
I'm with
Sorry.
you, man. I don't like it. It doesn't repulse me, but I don't like it.
It's also because I'm allergic to it.
Oh, you get a pass for that. You get a pass. See? It works out. I love it. And you're still, but you still, everybody listening, he still makes it for his wife.
Dude, I put gloves on. I put that we have these like plastic gloves, and I'll put them on for her.
I love it. He's John Allen. He's been here on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about him at johnallenmusic.com. John Allen, you've been a ton of fun today, man. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you, man. You're the best.
I've crawled through the valley of the shadow of death, and somehow I walked out alive. I've run from my father, I've run back again, time after time after time.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.